At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And Internet Essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
We change our minds every day. About a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hi, it's Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. And look who I brought, the beautiful Janae. Guess who this person is? No, she's not my sister. She is my daughter. Yes, I have children, y'all. Yeah, just two. That's enough. We don't need to populate the world. But yes, so I brought her on because as we're always talking about fitness, revolution and evolving, what does that mean, right? So I'm always talking about fitness, nutrition, and wellness. So we really want to hone in today on that wellness piece. And as you see, I'm wearing my human shirt, right? Because we are all human. And we want to talk about pride, y'all, because it's Pride Weekend, right, Janae?
Yes, it is.
Yes. So as we, in this household, we are all about being inclusive. We are all about being loved. We respect each other's point of views and that everybody's different, but everyone's human and everyone deserves, space to be well. So Janae, tell me a little bit about how you feel about Pride and that community and what it means to you.
Pride is very special to me, especially since I'm part of that community. Especially last year. Last year was my first Pride and I went with this one right here. Yep. It's just a really well-known community and yeah.
So how did you feel at your first Pride, right? So you were 16 at the time. Mm-hmm. You and I had some deep discussions, and especially in the Black community, right? Since I can only speak about the Black community and what that means to come out to a parent. And so we have been dealing with this since like 2019. I think we had our first discussion a week before Christmas. And I loved her transparency, that she was able to be open. So how did that make you feel, Janae, being able to be open, especially as we know the effects it has in the Black community?
It was kind of hard because I didn't know how you were going to respond to me saying, I don't like boys. And when I said that, you were very comfortable with it, and we had that discussion really helped. But you made me feel that no matter what, I was still loved. I'm still welcome in this household, that I'm not going anywhere either besides college. and that then it came down to Pride when we went last year, and that was amazing. And I was glad to do it with someone that I knew was supporting me and that was going to have fun with me throughout the whole festival. So we went there, and it was amazing. And we had a lot of fun, just the two of us, with everybody else in that community that were there too.
So when she told me, I've seen people's reaction in the Black and brown community. It is frowned upon and kind of looked down on. And I just wanted her to know that that this was a safe space. And as long as she was comfortable with her sexuality, then that's between her, that person, and God. I have nothing. I can't tell her what to do. I just want her to be on the best path forward in life. And I told her, I said, we're going to see how this goes. And here we are, y'all, 3 years later, and she's definitely a lesbian. And so, and I'm going to say that, right? We can laugh about it because she dated a girl, she dated a guy, and she was like, and she was, I hope I'm gonna get ready to get deep. She's like, I didn't have sex with anyone, but I can definitely tell you, mommy, I never want to have sex with a boy. And what did I say? Great, no. No teenage pregnancies. I was right. Like, great. Oh, yeah. Right. And she's like, mommy. And I'm like, what? I was like,
she never great. Has to worry about that.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
So I was like, look, this is just who we are. This is our household. And if I can't be evolve with fitness, wellness, and nutrition, if I don't teach her that's what all that means, right? Because if you're not comfortable with who you are, how are you going to work out? How are you going to eat well? How are you going to sleep well? You right? You're going to go to different things that will abuse your body. And I want to always know that if she ever needs to come here, that the wellness starts in this home, that our revolution starts between us as mother and daughter. And she's always my daughter. And I love her. And we got one trajectory, and that's to get to college so she can be the best version of herself. And if anyone has a question in her life about who she is, call her mama. Don't be calling her. Okay. Okay. So here we are, year two. We got Pride weekend.
Yeah.
We're so excited, right? We're so excited. We're going. So yeah, we've got some activities this weekend. As always, come out to the farmer's market, y'all, 8 to 12, Lakeview Terrace Farmer's Market in Robbinsdale. Come out. But yeah, we're going to be at Pride, the parade on Sunday. She's already got some things, y'all, planned out. I don't even know what we're going to be wearing. She had some tattoos. Look, I got to scrub this off. I got to go to work on Monday. So, but we had so much fun, right? And we just want to help change that. I wouldn't say change. I would say educate people, right, yeah, of what they think. And so we can't change anyone's mind. But if you can see what we have fun. We laugh and talk about it. There's things that I still don't understand as a heterosexual woman. And so as she's learning, and I realize this isn't a phase because she's almost 18. She knows who she is, right? And she is, I've given her the space and the freedom to explore that. And understand it. And so I just think that that's just who she is. And, you know, we're slowly, this is kind of telling the world, Janae.
Telling the world that I'm a lesbian?
Yeah.
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 Does everybody know? Did no one know that?
Now they know.
No, they know.
I'm coming out. Hey, I want the world to know. Gotta let. Okay. But, you know, that's where we're at with this wellness is really knowing who you are, healing from the inside out, being your true, authentic self, understanding that it's okay to not be okay. And I hope those that don't have that safe space can find some peace in this conversation and can look to someone in their community, look online to see who can help you if you're having family problems with that. But know that there is someone, if it's not a family member or a friend, that does love you and does respect who you are. And I think as youth, that's huge right now, right? Because right. It's kind of like, sometimes it's kind of feels like a fad. Or like how people like it. It's like so open. Yeah. Right.
It's like, especially for people my age, you feel like no one understands me. No one's going to listen to me if I tell them this and that. But we're here. There's people, your mothers, it may not be your mother, maybe your teacher, maybe your neighbor, maybe someone in your future that you don't even know yet. But they're going to be there for you. And they're going to love you no matter what.
Oh, isn't she just so well-rounded? I kind of did a good job.
I wonder who I get it from.
Oh, I don't know. So, yes. But that's what we want to talk about is look at the Pride activities this weekend. Pride's all summer, but here in Minneapolis, we have it. We're super excited for all the festivities, going to a few things. So make sure that I support her and also my friends. I have friends that are lesbian. I have friends that are gay. I have friends that are bisexual, transsexual, all of that. So I'm very open-minded. I love everyone. And I think as long as I can help you learn and teach you how to love yourself, then that's how we'll, you know, evolve together and change and all and have this big revolution, right? That's our fitness revolution. And I loved when I first started talking about creating this podcast. I was like, I understand I'm in health and wellness, but I also need people to understand what fitness revolution means to means to me, pardon me. It's about being fit on all levels. Mm-hmm. So you got anything else today?
I don't, but happy Pride, everybody. Also, happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. Right. Happy Pride,
happy
right?
Pride.
This month is lit.
Right. Hey.
This month is lit. Hey. And it's summer now, right?
It's hot.
Yeah. Yep. We got our summer glow on, right? Yeah. So get out there. Well, as always, thank you for joining me. I'm Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. We'll be back next week and enjoy your day and enjoy your Pride.
Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride in being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority, kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
For millions of Americans, the pandemic impacted our financial situations, and a lot of people lost their jobs. But that should not mean you have to lose your house if you can't pay for your mortgage. Listen, no need to feel ashamed if you missed a payment or two or three, because there's a local organization that's willing to help you get caught up on those payments so you can keep your home. Let me tell you about the Minnesota Home Ownership Center. It's a nonprofit whose sole purpose is to prevent you from going into foreclosure. The Minnesota Home Ownership Center has a network of organizations around the state to review everything with you, explain your options, and then advocate for you to get the help you need. And get this, they won't charge you because it's all free. Check out hocmn.org or give them a call at 651-410-1086 to set up an appointment. You worked hard to get into that house. Let Minnesota Home Ownership Center help you stay in it.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas, but achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.